T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is the Best of the Joe Show, running back some of the best audio you've heard here on 560 over the past 24 hours. I am Dan Day, and it's a feel-good Friday. So I'm going to make you feel good throughout the show by playing some good reggae music that'll make you say, Irie. Gonna feel Irie when you hear from the Joe Rose Show. They have plenty of satisfaction, and they also feel as though Giannis is no MVP. The Dan Le Batard Show talks baseball with Tim Kirkjian, which is always interesting and fun. Then Hawk and Crowder, the heat is on. What's on right now? Headlines. Game 3 of Heat Bucks is tonight at 6:30, followed by Game 1 of Lakers Rockets. Miami is up 2-0 in the series. The Citrus Series resumes tonight when the Rays host the Marlins at 6:40. Tampa swept Miami this past weekend. Clemson is a heavy favorite to win the ACC this season. Notre Dame is picked to finish second, while Miami is predicted sixth. The Dolphins are fielding trade offers for Josh Rosen. Miami opens September 13th against New England. Blaze Matuidi is practicing with Inter Miami, but no word on whether or not he will play this Sunday against Nashville SC. High school football officially begins tonight in South Florida. Several games are scheduled in the area. The Washington football team has cut Adrian Peterson. The running back says he wants to continue his NFL career. It is double game sevens today in the NHL playoffs. Colorado leads Dallas 3-2 at the second intermission. Later, Vancouver plays Las Vegas at 9. And now, after a long week, let's go ahead and take a step into the day spa. A Virginia man recently won $100,000 when he bought 20 identical lottery tickets and they hit. Congrats, but dude, you have obsessive compulsive disorder. A woman in Australia played a radio game called Boyfriend or Dad and made out with her own dad to fool the hosts and win a prize. The prize? Incest. A man in Germany drinks up to 7 pints a day of his own urine, then injects it into his ears, plus rubs it on his skin for what he calls medicinal purposes. I know one thing this will protect him from: STDs. Now on to weather. Tonight's forecast: cloudy with temperatures in the mid-80s. Waking up in the morning, you gotta get your Joe. Talking about Joe Rose. You can also drink some coffee, too. I think the Joe Rose Show goes best with some coffee, not Irish coffee. Well, today is Friday. Nonetheless, what are they getting into today? Well, he and Dono, because my man Zach Krantz is on vacation. They have some satisfaction. Also, what NBA playoff craziness means for the Heat, the Pippen predicament, and Giannis, no MVP.
I can't get no satisfaction. I think I can, Donald, because it's a Friday. I'm getting a lot of satisfaction. Plus, that music right there means one thing: the Gin Meister's with us today. Good morning, you guys. How are you?
Morning.
Love J-Fig.
And I can't Joe, get no.
Believe it or not, even though I was born in the 80s, I grew up on this music, man. My father loved 60s rock. I grew up on bands like the Rolling Stones, the Beatles, Pink Floyd, Zeppelin. I can't get enough of this.
Oh, I kind of know your dad's background a little bit right there, man. You started saying that. Yeah. Hope your dad wasn't some of those clubs with me, man, as two young guys. It could have not a good
might,
way
you know,
to
you know, he might have been. He got to town here around the 70s. You got here in 1980, so you know, it's possible you could have crossed paths.
We had a good time, I guarantee you. No matter where he was, there was a chance we were having a lot of fun. All right, hey, we got all kinds of stuff going on from yesterday. Happy Friday to everybody out there as Hollywood and Zach have a couple of days off here. I was going to, Dono, and I couldn't do it, man. I was sitting here. The house is kind of empty. The wife really, like, we're going through this whole thing. What are you going to do with your life? And what are you going to do when you're done doing this? And then yesterday, my tennis partner goes, you know, you really don't have any hobbies outside of this playing tennis, man. And I was like, so I came home and I grabbed a mirror yesterday and I looked at the mirror and I said, what are you going to do? Like, for, you know, it's about over, man, this radio, what are you going to do? And so I got into some really deep stuff yesterday, man. Just so here I am, man. Here I am enjoying.
Wow.
Yeah. So I told you last night, like, man, let's do it. There's so much.
That's very right deep up for 6 a.m.
Love it.
Here.
It is very deep.
I didn't get like, but like, so I go, well, you want to try a little business? I go, no, I can't do that. It's just, that's just throwing money away. That never works. I don't have the brain for that, nor the concentration or anything else to even try that. But anyway, hey, let's get to something really good. We got sports yesterday. God, these NBA games. Are you kidding me? Don, are you kidding me? The way that game ended, I started writing notes last night. Celtics run the clock down to the very end. Walker throws a bounce pass for a dunk with 0.5 seconds. Yes, a half a second. I go, wow, he chewed up the time. They're going to have no shot to even maybe even get a shot off with a half a second. And I'll be damned if Toronto doesn't make a beautiful pass in a corner. And if you probably haven't heard this name unless you're a hardcore NBA fan, OG Anunoby hits a quick three-point shot from the far corner. And with no time left, Toronto wins that game to make it a 1-2 out of three. That's right. Yeah. And the Celtics are looking, they were looking at 3-0. They're looking at a 3-0 lead there. Crazy.
I mean, you can only imagine if the Raptors, and I don't think they will, but if the Raptors can come back and win this series, Joe, that is going to be the most clear turning point in a best of seven series you've ever seen. And you know what? Last night's finish with Anunoby hitting that shot versus our finish the night before with Jimmy Butler hitting two free throws to end the game. Certainly a lot more traditional the way that Toronto came back right and won that game yesterday. Those are the types of finishes I prefer to see in a playoff game. But man, that was unreal. And listen, I'm kind of rooting for the Raptors to come back because I feel like maybe the Heat match up a little bit better with Toronto than they do with Boston. Although that feels like a pick your poison sort of situation. But you know what? I'm stopping myself because, Joe, I shouldn't even be saying that. If I'm already starting to look ahead to who the Eastern Conference opponent might be, I should put myself in timeout because we still have to beat the Milwaukee Bucks two more times. But I'm getting a little bit greedy here.
Well, listen, I think that's pretty normal because I think there were a lot of people watching that game last night thinking the same thing. There are a lot of Heat fans watching that game going, wow, who do you want to play here? Well, it looks like it's going to be Boston. All right. Then you start doing matchups and start looking at what they have and what you have and how you match up. I think I do that every time myself. So that's going on last night. And meanwhile, yesterday, Giannis got, whether you think Giannis should be the MVP, he's already Defensive Player of the Year or not, he's getting blasted. Now that he's under a microscope and everybody has watched him really not perform at the level I guess everybody thought he was going to. I guess everybody thought he was going to put up. And by the way, I didn't know what it was going to be, but he hasn't looked like the best player in the NBA. And I agree with you guys yesterday, you and Hollywood were right on the money. Like his game's got some holes in it. You know, outside the athletic ability of being almost 7 feet and so athletic and ability to dunk and just make it look so easy going to the basket and all that stuff. But he's been exposed. And so yesterday, something Cistoli away, and everybody's doing kind of taking shots at Giannis on all the shows yesterday, which is what you expect. I mean, they're the number one seed. They're down 2-0. So I got a kick out of this whole thing. I don't know if you caught Richard Jefferson and Jay Williams are going back
and
forth.
No, you were telling me about it this morning. I didn't catch that.
So, Donald, this is unbelievable. You know, and guys now hear everything. With social media and Twitter, everybody's following everybody on these things. Richard Jefferson says Giannis needs an MJ. Like, he's a Scottie Pippen, and he needs an MJ. So first, Scottie Pippen got mad. Like, what the hell did you mean by that? You know, he took that as a shot. So then Jay Williams goes, yeah, it was like LeBron was a Pippen to D. Wade once. And LeBron saying when LeBron got here, he was the number one two guy to Dwayne Wade, which wasn't the case, by the way. I mean,
No. You
can love D. Wade all you want, but D. Wade was never the big man once LeBron got here. You got a short memory if you think that. And I know that first year LeBron choked up in that Dallas series and started like passing the ball and wasn't shooting. Remember those fourth quarter numbers? And we were going, what the hell? What the hell is LeBron doing? But he came back in year two. And it was pretty clear cut. I still remember D-Wade going, you know, this is your team, so start playing like it. I'm cool with my role. You're the man. But anyway, old Richard Jefferson and Jay Williams got LeBron and Scotty all fired up yesterday with I've always been LeBron. You take that for what it's worth, but it was for Jay Williams, who seems to be an articulate, smart guy. It was a dumb comment. It was just.
Yeah.
And I think part of it is he's a huge Dwayne Wade fan. And listen, Dwayne's a number one guy. Nobody's questioning that. But when he had LeBron, he was a number two. He was a number two option. He was a number two guy. They both had the ball a lot. But anybody thinks D. Wade was, I mean, it was a shot. It was a clear shot. Jay Williams, you know, said, well, you haven't been your whole career, but you were with Dwayne. And, you know, it's amazing how salty those guys get when you call them, whether it was a one option or a two option on a team. It's incredible. It's like a receiver going, you're not a number one receiver. You're a number two or three receiver. And guys get mad. Like guys go, what? What?
You know, I don't take LeBron's side on a whole lot of things because I'm team petty. Like, I'm one of those guys. I'm still upset about 2014, okay? But this is absurd. Like, this is absurd to say he was the Scottie Pippen to Dwayne Wade. And Joe, that used to be something that fans would say in arenas to trash talk LeBron. I can remember in 2010, when he first got to Miami, opposing fans would start chanting Scottie Pippen when LeBron had the ball to get under his skin. It was never true. I don't know if Jay Williams took that to heart and said, oh yeah, you know, they're right about that in 2010. But I mean, and like you hit the nail on the head, Joe. You mentioned that in that first year, LeBron wasn't the second option, but in that first year, he and Dwayne maybe had a little bit of like an awkward chemistry because LeBron would defer too much. And then it was that first offseason, that summer after the 2011, you know, loss to the Mavericks. So as the story's told, they were in the Bahamas together and Dwayne Wade and LeBron were on vacation. And D. Wade said, you know what? This is your team. You need to be the undisputed number one guy. Don't even think about deferring to me. This is your team. And then from that point forward, things just worked a lot better. But there was never really a situation where LeBron was the Scotty. And then the subplot to this, I think it's hilarious that Scottie Pippen is just sitting in the background. Like, how much disrespect can one man take? I mean, listen, he had the fortune or the misfortune, however you want to look at it, to play with, you know, the greatest player of all time. Scottie Pippen was an awesome player in his own right, but he's always looked at as that Robin to Michael Jordan's Batman. I think he's tired of that narrative.
Well, I think so. And that documentary, just like poor Scottie, just feels like he's got bruise marks all over him from like being the greatest number two player in professional sports, you know, and Scottie's getting tired of it. But the part that really gets me, let me give you the final part of this, is I was just thinking about this. The crazy part about this is that Scottie and LeBron both responded on Twitter right back at these guys. Like, what have you done? And who are you? Who are you in your career? Like, hey, Richard Jefferson, who are you? Like, who would you have been on the Chicago? Like, Scottie Pippen said, well, like, if I'm the two and MJ's the one, which Scottie knows it's true, but everybody throws it in his face. And Scottie Pippen was a great player. And he goes, well, like, hey, Richard Jefferson, so now that you're on ESPN yapping all the time, who were you? I mean, it was like, but I'm always amazed great players don't just take the high road. And they very seldom do anymore. Like, somebody will say something about their game. And guys, Aaron Rodgers and all the best. Kevin Durant, you say something about Kevin Durant. And he just,
Oh, my God. He's got the burner account.
He personally just calls your ass out right there. Like, dude, like, are you kidding? And so, and by the way, it doesn't matter who it is. You can be a Hall of Fame player. They'll call him out like, what have you done in your career? I'm always amazed at the greatest who are on top. Like, you're on top, and the fact is that we're only talking about people who are really on top. Whether it's Giannis, LeBron, Scottie Pippen, you're on top, man. We're talking about you because you guys were so damn, are and were so damn good. And yet, people down that had middle-class careers like myself or guys that got injured early and didn't play very much, so they may comment, and these guys get salty. These guys get so salty. And I'm like, if I'm LeBron, I'm laughing. Like, I mean, LeBron's now in that conversation as, you know, come on, he's one of the greatest players of all time. Whether you like him or not, you can't deny what, I mean, we're watching Giannis, and even I sit thinking of myself, and you said it yesterday, Donald, you're right on the money, is like, man, LeBron does a lot more skill, got a lot more skill set than Giannis right now. Like, Giannis got like half the game, right? Can't pull up and
Can't shoot
big free throws. Really can't stay out of foul trouble. He doesn't control himself, right, and make stupid fouls, and they are fouls, and you're like, damn, dude. Yeah, I mean, we've given you the big hype, a defensive player of the year, MVP, and all this stuff. And I'm like, wow, after watching this series and the way you've kind of played, it's not what everybody thinks. You're truly not the best player, even though he might win the MVP. That's the last award coming, by the way, and he may win it. We know he's already defensive player of the year, but I think everybody's seen that he's really not the MVP. He really isn't.
Hopefully the Heat keep making Giannis look like the no MVP. Oh, come on. That Heat culture about to come on in just a few minutes. Let's get this third game. Let's get this sweep. Let's get rolling to the Eastern Conference Finals. Speaking of rolling, Dan Lebatar and the guys, they were rolling with Tim Kirchen earlier today.
That's who Tom Seaver was. Absolutely a wonderful man and one of the greatest pitchers of all time.
Nobody knows baseball like Tim Kirchen. He's going to give you the business in about 5 minutes. Plus, it's a feel-good Friday, so some reggae tunes on the way here on the Best of the Joe Show. Welcome to the Best of the Joe Show, running back some of the best audio you've heard here on 560 over the past 24 hours. I am Dan Day. Follow me at Dan Day Radio on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, all the social media platforms, even the ones that haven't been invented yet. It's a feel-good Friday right now, and you gotta feel good with some Soja featuring my guy, their guitarist, Trevor Young. He and I, personal friends. I got his phone number. Let me get it for you real quick. Nah, I'm kidding. I'll just play the song, Things You Can't Control. So true in this day and age. Don't worry about the things you can't control. Let the reggae beats and good vibes just take you away during this pandemic. Yes, Soulja featuring Trevor Young, who is their guitarist, but he's singing in this one, not just playing guitar. Things You Can't Control. When you hear reggae on the Best of the Joe Show, you know it is the weekend. And what is the weekend without some baseball? I'm not going to lie, I've been getting into baseball lately. Without the fans in the stands and kind of the social distancing, it seems like they're just playing faster these days. They're not doing the around the bend, warm up, stretch, scratch themselves. They're just throwing the pitches, swinging the bats. So, Dan Lebatar caught up with Tim Kirchen, who is Mr. Baseball. Well, not Tom Selleck, but you know what I'm talking about. He knows baseball back and front. Talking about so many great things that are happening in baseball. But first, they are remembering Tom Seaver. Then the Red Sox, they're terrible. The Padres, they're looking good. And then they play a little game of looks like.
So I aired yesterday, and not mentioning the death of Tom Seaver, for some of you, that is a death of your childhood or your early adulthood that you felt. Now, he had been, a couple of years ago, I believe, his family put out a statement saying that they were putting him away for dementia. And so they were grieving since back then because the family put out a statement. Tim Kirchner with us now. Can you tell us, and horribly sad at 75 years old, can you tell us a little bit about Tom Seaver before we go to Christine Lisi? And I totally botched the order of this.
Yeah, he's the greatest Met ever, and there is not a close second. For me, he's one of the 10 greatest pitchers of all time. When you look at his wins, ERA, and strikeouts, only Walter Johnson, the greatest pitcher ever, can match him in all three categories. He won 3 Cy Youngs. He struck out 10 batters in a row, which is the major league record, and they were the last 10 batters of the game. And in 1969, the Mets weren't supposed to go anywhere, and he took them to a world championship going 25-7 with a 2.21 ERA. He captured New York, and he was the classic drop-and-drive pitcher. He used to drive his right knee on the mound as he came through. He threw so hard. He had such a great slider. But, Dan, beyond that, he was really smart. He's a Renaissance man. He's so worldly. He did the New York Times crossword every day and was great at it. And if I may, 15 years ago, I went to the Hall of Fame one of many times. I took my 11-year-old son, Jeff, with me, along with my friend Gus Ramsey and his dad, Wally. And Tom Seaver gave us 30 minutes the night before the Hall of Fame induction. We were in the Hall of Fame Museum, and for 30 minutes, he regaled us with hilarious stories, stories of his career, everything else. And at the end, he asked my son, like, what are you doing? And my son said, I'm going to my first sleepover camp tomorrow. I'm 11. And Tom Seaver gave him $100 and said, can I go with you, please? That's who Tom Seaver was. Absolutely a wonderful man and one of the greatest pitchers of all time.
Tim, can you tell me, because when folks die who meant something to you in sport, many of us attach our own mortality to it and wrap it in a sadness and grief, even if we didn't have any personal interactions with those people. Can you tell me the losses in your sport that have wounded you the most, where you've been taken aback by how much they impacted you?
This one was not good, because I knew Tom Seaver pretty well. Tony Gwynn's death still resonates with me. I'm not sure I've ever met anyone that I enjoyed being around as much as Tony Gwynn, and we all knew he was sick, but we didn't know he was going to die that early, and that one has stuck with me because that guy taught me so much about baseball. He made me smile so many times. He personified what it's like to be a major league player and do your job better than virtually anyone. So I've had a lot of bad ones. Tony Gwynn was a bad one.
In terms, you are viewed as a very nice person. Everyone who comes into contact with you is taken aback by just decency, kindness, and you are nice. Tony Gwynn was that. Sean Casey is that. When you talk about the nicest people, you just mentioned that Tom Seaver had a little bit of that in him. The nicest people, top of the list, as deemed by Tim Kirchin, who knows what decency and kindness feel like. Who's the top of the list?
Well, Tony Gwynn is right there. Still alive, Tito Francona is right there. Tito Francona came to work for us, Dan. 8 years, 9 years later, he still remembers all the names of the PAs that he worked with at ESPN. And they stay in touch with him. Aaron Boone's the same way. He worked all those years with us. Guys from Baseball Tonight still call him, and he calls him back all the time. That's how it works when you meet really, really nice people in baseball. And those guys are at the top of the list, at least for me.
Tim, were you expecting, it's amazing when you consider the two-decade run that the Red Sox, have been on.
God.
Excuse me.
Jesus.
Were you expecting the Red Sox to be this bad this quickly? I realize Betts is no longer there. I realize there are some injuries with the pitching staff.
You but came 12 in here smelling 26, like you came in here smelling like so many cigarettes.
12 so and 26, cigarettes. Tim, 38 games into a 60-game season. Were you expecting them to be this bad?
No. I knew they would not make the playoffs. I did not know that they would potentially finish behind the Orioles in the division. I thought they would score a ton of runs and therefore would be competitive, and they still might do that the last 3.5 weeks. But their pitching is indescribably terrible right now. They had 6 straight games in which they allowed 8 or more runs. No team in the history of the Red Sox had ever done that. They got to like the 25th game of the season with the highest ERA that any Red Sox team has ever had through the first 25 games of the season. And injuries really hurt. Trading David Price didn't help. They have a major rebuild ahead of their pitching staff, and it's going to take some time to get a whole lot better.
Does Andy Reid look like the fiddle player at the small town square dance jamboree? Does Mike Greenberg look like he drizzles ketchup on his fries and eats them with a fork? Does Matt Patricia look like the guy who says he only buys the top shelf stuff before purchasing a firework named the Neighbor Hater at the 4th of July blowout sale? Does Dallas Braden look like the old toothbrush you use to clean the grout in your shower?
Fuzzy everywhere.
Yes, yes.
He looks like everyone is so funny about it, too. Just a shame. When the picture came up to us after hearing all of this, he goes, "He's Larry from the Three Stooges. How could you not see that?"
We don't understand anything you're saying. You're going to have to say that without laughter because we didn't understand anything you said.
All right, Jim DeShays, who's a color broadcaster and a former pitcher, heard all the looks like for Dallas Braden and said, "How could you look at it? He is Larry from the Three Stooges. How could you not see that?"
That's what you said?
This is a good one right here. Please continue, Tim.
So, and Dallas laughs about all of them because he's such a fun-loving character. There's nobody better than that guy.
Does Marty Smith look like the heartthrob rooster that all of the hens swoon over in a Pixar movie about farmyard animals? Tim, what did you make of the trading deadline? The Padres, were you surprised that they've suddenly discovered, wait a minute, we want to go all in right now?
I was surprised they went as much as they did. They made like 6 moves. I thought they'd make 3. But knowing their GM, A.J. Preller, like I do, he never sleeps. He's totally relentless. He's wildly competitive at everything, and all he wants to do is win. If I may, I played 2-on-2. I played a lot of basketball with him over the years. We played a 2-on-2 game in the smallest game you could possibly play, and they killed us the first 3 games because he's too good to guard. And the 4th game, we were ahead, and he just refused to let us win the 4th game in the littlest 2-on-2 game in history. That's how competitive he is, and now he is upgraded with a top-line starting pitcher, a back-of-the-rotation guy, a first baseman, third base, DH, and 2 different catchers. This doesn't surprise me at all that A.J. Preller was behind that, and I had a GM tell me they are now the second-best team in the National League. We'll see how that goes from here.
I can't lie. The Padres are looking pretty, 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 pretty good. You know who else is looking good? The Marlins. Playing some 500 baseball. They got to get back at the Rays this weekend after the Rays swept them this past weekend. That would be kind of a yin-yang right there. They sweep us, we sweep them. Brr-dum-boom-boom. Speaking of brr-dum-boom-boom, I don't know what that means. Nonetheless, we've got some Hawk and Crowder on the way.
The Heat are a legit team. I'm not doing this anymore. We did it game 1 and game 2. We did it game 1 and game 2. Oh, I'm not this no more to my Heat.
We're going to be feeling the culture in about 5 minutes. Also going to be feeling Irie because it is a feel-good Friday and I got some reggae music on the way here on The Best of the Joe Show. B This is the best of the Joe Show, running back some of the best audio you've heard on 560 over the past 24 hours. I am Dan Day on a feel-good Friday. So got my man, Ika Mouse, one of my favorite unique reggae artists, singing about Miami, little Border Patrol.
I was on the outside for some reason, they won't let me enter. I went to the border, they say my passport was not in order. And so, seven of us got back on the bus, felt like a loser. And we rent some rooms, we got some food, I'm high a dreamer.
How do you sing like that, Ika Mouse? I love it. Ika Mouse, still making it happen, and making it happen this Friday on a feel-good Friday. Hopefully you're feeling good and vibing into the weekend. If you need more vibage in just a couple of minutes, I'll have those Hawkman highlights and Crowder crowd pleasers for you. Kind of the week that was on the Hawk and Crowder show, but here is what happened earlier today on said show. The heat is on, plus NBA playoff craziness in the bubble. What an amazing pass and an amazing shot last night.
Good about tonight. Feeling good about tonight's Heat game, Crowder? Now, that doesn't mean we're going to predict the Heat. Just wondering if you're feeling good about tonight's Heat game.
They don't give a damn who they play, Hawk. Milwaukee Bucks, $100. I don't give a damn a deer in the woods. The Heat are a legit team. I'm not doing this anymore. We did it game one and game two. We did it game one and game two. I'm not doing this no more to my Heat.
What's the line on tonight's game? I don't see a line, Solana.
Milwaukee 5. That's what I saw an hour ago.
Milwaukee 5.
I don't understand that, but
Milwaukee minus 5. Milwaukee's whatever. Favored by 5.
Isn't it some of the five. Yeah.
But it's
yep.
Still it's you know what it is? It's what we've done for, you know, two games where Milwaukee's gonna get one. I'm not playing into that anymore. Game 3-0 lead. I'm not playing into they gotta get one. They don't have to get one. They swept the last team, they can sweep this damn team.
I was gonna ask Will Manso when he joins us in the next segment. What can Milwaukee do? What can they do to get back on the right track?
I would say somebody else got to go off, because Giannis scored his 30. Giannis a 30-point, you know, he's 30. He's averages 30, but he got his 30 last game, and they still lost. Middleton has to go crazy. It has to be somewhere where, like, somebody else goes crazy. That's what they have to do tonight. If they don't do it, the Heat will get a third one.
What do you think, Solana? What can Milwaukee do to all of a sudden? Like, what can they do tonight change the entire tenor of the series, where going into Sunday's game, you'd go, ooh, I don't feel as good as I did, after Wednesday and Friday.
Giannis drops a 50-burger.
I'm having major connection problems. Do I sound all right? Because I'm not hearing you guys almost at all.
It's a bad delay, too, because every time I talk.
Huge.
Yeah.
Yeah, huge delay. All right, you guys hang on. I'm going to reconnect. You guys do your thing.
All right. So, OJ Crowder, I cannot believe this OJ trial. This is unbelievable.
OJ Simpson?
Yeah. The glove? The glove?
Yeah. It didn't fit. You got to acquit.
Man, crazy.
Even though it was soaked in blood for months. You soak something in blood for months, it's called swinking up, Solana. It's going to swink up.
That's how we do it on a Friday. How we feeling now?
Sound a lot better.
Yeah. Fit check.
Don't do that for Solana.
Audio fit check.
There we go.
It actually even sounds better in my headphones. I wonder what was going on there. All right. Yeah, because I was saying stuff, and then there was all this silence, and then I'd hear your answer. I'm like, what? Am I doing this from Baghdad? What's going on here? All right.
Doing that from garbage-ass Boca Wi-Fi is what you're doing it from.
I can't even argue it. I don't even, but what are you going to do? We got this deal with Adelphia, and we just can't get out of it yet. So one day. We will open up in the 4 o'clock hour the Hard Hawk Casino. A chance to win real cash or be forced to submit to a humiliating punishment.
Well, Crowder's due. I've been hurting at the Hard Hawk Casino. I'm due this week.
Let us start today with headlines with our friend Alejandro Solana. I couldn't tell if I disconnected. Delay before the horn there.
I didn't have the clown horns ready, but.
All right.
Yeah. Game 3.
Got me nervous.
Heat Bucks tonight, 6:30 p.m.
Give you a little taste of your own medicine.
Marlins begin a 3-game set versus the Rays. They play today, 6:40 p.m. Our guy Pablo Lopez, he'll be tossing some pillows tonight.
Toss those pillows, Pablo.
The last time they played the Rays, Cooper Loop hit a game-winning home run, didn't he?
Did he?
No, no. The last time we played the Rays, we got swept by them last weekend.
Well, I saw Kubaloop a big home run sometime.
He hit a home run a couple nights ago, but it was Starling Marte that had the game winner the other night.
Right.
But Coop did hit one a couple nights ago.
NBA scores from last night. Game 3, Raptors, Celtics, an unbelievable finish. OG Anunoby.
Unbelievable finish.
0.5 seconds left on the clock. Somehow Kyle Lowry throws it over the tallest human being in the world right into OG Anunoby's shooting pocket. He releases
it. And nobody's on him.
Gets it off wide open to beat the Celtics 104-103 and save the series potentially.
It was unbelievable. That series is over in a play that absolutely should not work. Like, not only do you have Taco Fall guarding, I want to say Kyrie.
Kyle Lowry.
What's Kyle Lowry, 6 feet?
Like 6'1".
I mean, you've got Taco Fall on him, and then how OG Anunoby gets that open in the corner. But it was also, that's a perfect pass. Like, it was, that was an unbelievable finish to that game. And then he walked off with a swagger like he had just hit a mid-range jumper with 8 minutes to go in the first quarter.
You know why he was wide open? Because his name is OG Anunoby. Nobody was thinking about him.
No, he's good, man. He's good.
You don't think he's going to take the game winner, huh? The highlight of that game, though, great game, too. I enjoyed it. Was Kyle Lowry's smile. I love to see a grown man smile with kid excitement. Bro, that was I got my big wheel on Christmas morning smile. That I love neat. Kyle's excitement.
They even did you see the interview with him after the game? He goes, I had to pass the ball in. The guy guarding me was 7'12".
Big boy's knees knocked. Them knock knees. I love them because I have
that
knocked knees.
That changes that entire series. Unbelievable.
Yeah. And it totally takes away from Kemba Walker's amazing play right before, right? Because he gets through Hall of Famer Marc Gasol and a no-look pass to Tice, who's right under the rim, and that series is over.
You couldn't believe that from the Hall of Famer, right? I mean, usually he's with the clamps, though.
Following that game, a total blowout.
Somebody says Hard Hawk Casino sounds like a bad 80s porno.
Yes.
Excuse me, I'd like to invite you all into the Hard Hawk Casino.
And I will go. So where's my room?
Following that Raptors-Celtics thriller, it was a snoozer between the Clippers and the Nuggets, 120-97. Nuggets never had a chance. Jamal Murray still tired after that incredible Game 7 a couple nights ago.
Question is, will they have a chance at all in the series?
No.
No.
Didn't look like it.
Tonight, following the Heat and Bucks Game 3, it's Game 1, Lakers and Rockets. That's at 9 p.m. Clemson, they're picked as heavy favorites in the ACC poll to win the ACC. The University of Miami is ranked 6th in that poll.
Yeah, I'm not going to argue that. I'll argue that, you know, a couple weeks in or whatever, but Clemson would be my far and away favorite. And, you know, Miami, you got to show it on the field.
4 other teams?
Well, what do they have up there? I think Notre Dame, right?
Notre Dame, UNC, and then I think it was Virginia Tech was 5th.
I looked at it as well.
I can't remember who was 4th, but yeah.
Notre Dame and Clemson is that's not embarrassing, but if it's Virginia Tech, well,
I mean, you're coming off a season where you lost to FIU. Like you can't be high up in the polls going into the next season, and you lost Gregory Rousseau. I understand you gained stuff, right? I mean, this is the big conundrum that we have, but they addressed every fault I thought that they had, from the coordinators to the kicker. But until you see it on the field, I mean, it's just a team that until you see it on the field, it's a team last season that lost to FIU, and going into this season, they lost their best defensive player.
You're right. Oh, I forgot. It's a Canes thing. I wouldn't understand.
We'll see. You'll understand. You will in a couple weeks. You'll understand.
I love how I used it, though. That was beautiful.
The Washington football team, they've released running back Adrian Peterson.
Yeah. Saw that whole hook on somewhere, right? He's been too good.
You're tanking. We all know you're tanking. Everybody knows what Washington's doing. Why keep Adrian Peterson? He's going to try to win. He's old. Get some young guys that just want to kill.
But he's still been effective. Like, he's good.
Bro, but you're not telling no OG we're going to go 1-7. Like, he would be pissed at 1-7. These young boys under.
Well, that was like Rashad Jones going into the Dolphins season last season.
Exactly.
Right.
And that's why we knew there was problems between them. Because G5 ain't just taking a loss. I know Rashad.
Yeah, but can you compare Rashad Jones to Adrian Peterson? AP has accomplished everything other than winning a ring in the National Football League. He's arguably the greatest running back
ever.
Well,
wait a second. You've compared Andre Agassi to Ron Washington, so I believe we could compare anybody to anybody at this point.
Fair point.
But then you go overboard, Salon. I was going to respond until you said AP's arguably the best running back of all time.
I didn't even hear that. I didn't even hear that.
What? How is AP not arguably one of the best running backs of all time?
Bro, when you talk... You want me to talk about Walter Payton because that's the one I'm bring up because I know Hawk got my back on that.
Walter
one.
Jim Brown,
bro,
Barry Sanders,
right now
Patrick Laird.
Solana's comparisons sometimes just blow my mind. And he has some controversial takes, but that's what makes Solana Solana. It's all part of the Hawk and Crowder show. Weekdays now from 2 to 6 here on 560 The Joe. If you cannot listen each and every Monday through Friday between 2 and 6, no worries. Who's got your back? I got your back. I got a little something called Hawkman Highlights and Crowder Crowd Pleasers. It is tradition on a Friday to play it back, kind of the week that was on the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Hawkman Highlights.
Highlights.
Crowder Crowd Pleasers.
Crowd Pleaser.
Bienvenidos al Hockey Crowder Show. Brought to you in Miami.
Hi.
When Lori hears this sound, she knows it's on. If she hears this sound, she knows I'm done.
We know we'll suck eggs.
Again, not you. I understand you want to make up for lost time, but we will suck eggs is not correct. No.
Highlight.
We're going to urinate on this guy before anyone does.
What are we doing?
Hi.
What do the Marlins have? If the Heat have culture, what do the Marlins have?
COVID.
You always told me never put the ER on it.
ED's right. Gonna come, but has nothing to do with your money.
Around 59 and a half as well. Which is why you need that basket of money. Dan Day lights a fire. He wants as much light as possible. He brings in
neighborhood.
Christmas lights. He has people standing with flashlights. He wants lights.
Mmm, delicioso.
Oh, it jumps on him! Oh, my God. I'm retweeting this.
She has no food for the price of seven foods.
Is the best mix Chex Mix?
Yeah, or mixed kids like me.
Am I allowed to laugh at that?
Jimmy's deep in the corner. Now, what's he doing there by himself? Oh, he's going to kick that ball out to Duncan Robinson looking for a grand shot. Oh, my gosh, he got a three.
It's like if Fat Bastard was on the... there is no soul.
You guys, right. You guys not hear me?
Now we do.
No, I pulled, on mute. You make fun of me about muting yourself.
You know, Bozo the Clown bursts into the meeting. Huh? Is this thing on? Hello? Local news, Sixto Sanchez. Woo! I mean, between Twan and Calvin Hughes, back-to-back Crowder, this show's about to get exponentially dumber.
I'm not going to log out.
Eric King just put his head down and...
I'm mixing my oyster crackers and my Skittles.
I overpronounce, I overenunciate, I can't stand it. Anyway, here is Alejandro Solana.
And remember, it's better than Ezra. Better than Ezra.
Better from Ezra. All right, I got it. In fact, I'd like us all to sing. God bless America. Solana Crowder. Land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with the limp up above.
I'm pleased.
That's how we do it on the Hawk and Crowder Show. Hawkman Highlights, Crowder Crowd Pleasers. Remember, you can download that and the podcast wherever you get your podcast, radio.com app, or you can go to our website, WQAM.com. Game 3 of the Heat Bucks series going on now. Game 4 this coming Sunday, and hopefully a sweep. Here's a hype montage that Salada put together to kind of get you going. Oh, and it's got some perk to it.
Milwaukee don't want that smoke at all. Can they beat the Miami Heat in the second round? Absolutely not. They have a bunch of goons, a bunch of hard-nosed players who do not fear the deer at all. They don't fear them. And Eric Spoelstra has the recipe. He has the recipe to beating them. And you think you're about to go mess with those goons from Dade County and Miami and Jay Crowder and Jimmy Butler and Andre Iguodala and Bam out of the Bayou, well coached by Eric Spoelstra? You crazy.
Hardest working, best conditioned, most professional, unselfish, toughest, nastiest, most disliked team in the league.
Milwaukee don't want that smoke at all.
Miami Heat was built for anything.
Now, if you want to get fired up for Marlins baseball, oh, I got you. The Spanish call on Starlin Marte's game-winning home run the other night.
Le tira y levanta un fly alto largo por el jardín izquierdo. La pelota se va. ¡Adiós, mamacita linda! Ahora que te vas, es cuando te quiero más. Comienza a hacer historia con el equipo de los Marlins. Ya algunos empezaban a decir que el cambio no gustaba mucho. Cuando el hombre se entera, descarga toda su fuerza y ha dado un kilométrico batazo que pone arriba a los Marlins. 3-2.
Making you smile on a feel-good Friday. If you have anything for me, at Dan Day Radio on Twitter and all the social medias. Thank you so much for listening. Hope your weekend is great. I'm going to be drinking some beer. This is the Best of the Joe Show. Later, slug.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.